From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of Idle Chatter, your favorite American Idol podcast here on NewsOK.com. Joining me to talk about the top seven and the two people elimination tonight is my good partner.
Yvette Walker, hey!
Hey, I'm Mike Haler. I'm the multimedia editor. I'm here every week to talk about American Idol. Last night was disco night, which is a good night if you're Donna Summers' accountant, but not necessarily a good night if you're a fan of American Idol. Actually, I'd say a majority of them were not too shabby.
No, I thought they made good song choices and for most pretty good interpretations. But I must say, I talked to someone in their 20s today who did not know a lot of those songs. Of course, I knew every single one of the songs. It made me feel a little old.
Man, it reminded me, my dad wrote for used to be a newspaper guy back in when I was a young guy, and he did a how-to disco dance story for the featured section.
Very nice.
Of the paper that he worked at. And there was like a step-by-step photo breakdown, you know.
Wow.
Here's how you hustle. Here's how you, you know, do whatever. So that's my
Very
big memory.
Cool.
That's my memory of disco.
I haven't seen a step-by-step dance breakdown since the Macarena.
Well, there you go. You put your hands on your hips and you put your arms out. Cross your arms. Hey, Macarena. Okay. Anyway. Let's go down the order that everybody went in last night. Lil Rounds, it seemed like the pace was a lot faster last night.
Yes.
Since they let all the judges talk again, it seemed like, get out there and sing, get out there and sing. Fortunately, the first one they threw out, which is like immediately after Ryan did the intros, was Lil Rounds. She sang I'm Every Woman by Chaka Khan.
Mm-hmm.
I loved her outfit, by the way, and her hair actually looked good last night. But she is just struggling.
Yeah, she really is. And it's too bad because I liked her to begin with. They kept telling her to sound like Mary J. Blige, and then they told her you need to diversify a little bit, and then she did, and it was a bad thing. And she hasn't sung Whitney yet, so...
I don't think she'll get an opportunity.
You're right. You're right. I don't think either.
The interesting comment last night was Kara or whatever her name is, the judge who said, you sang I'm Every Woman because you've been every woman up there on the stage. You know, and Lil's just been struggling. It just seemed like it was very karaoke. Part of that was just kind of because she was right out of the gate, and it just seemed like a person on the stage singing. And we've talked about production and all that whole time. But Lil was just like thrown, it was like they threw her out from the side of the stage to go sing.
And it was a good rendition of the song, but she didn't make it her own. It didn't sound as good as Chaka Khan, but it sounded like the Chaka Khan song.
Right, right.
So
next was Chris, who keeps gaining traction with me. I think he sang She Works Hard for the Money, and it was a very stripped down acoustic bongo drum guitar version of it, which if you didn't see it sounds totally bizarre, but really I thought really worked, and I think he is right in the middle of it now.
You know what, he wasn't really on my favorite list, but I did like last night when he started strumming that guitar. It almost sounded like some Doobie Brother action. And then he goes into this disco song. It was really, really interesting. I really liked listening to him. So maybe.
Yeah, and I just get the vibe just from on Facebook and, you know, online that more and more women are just kind of falling for this guy and thinking, oh, Chris, I can't wait to see what Chris has to do. And, you know, he's dreamy or whatever. And I think that's going to help him move him along. In addition to just these great performances, he's kind of put back to back.
He's gotten together. Better. I don't check Dial Idol or any of that, so I don't know what the dope is on him. But
yeah, I think I put him in the top three now. And the guy
the top three?
The guy I have him jumping over is Gokey. And Danny Gokey went next. He sang September by Earth, Wind, and Fire. And it was almost a little too energetic for me. It was a little too all over the place. I mean, it's good, and it's above average compared to the rest of them, but it seems like a little bit he's, He's a little camp counselor for me. I don't know. Hey, everybody, let's sing a song.
He's got some body language problems. He doesn't know what to do with his body.
Yeah.
Great. It's a good song. I thought it was a good rendition, but he doesn't know what to do with his arms.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't kind of know how to dance.
He just comes off like a goof sometimes.
Yeah, it's kind of nerdy.
Yeah. Which, hey, more power to him. Okay. And then I thought, well, let me think. Yeah, I thought the performance of the night was your girl, Allison.
All right!
The interesting thing is that Simon, right before Allison came out, Simon was hitting on Danny Gokey about, you know, you're not a performer. It wasn't much stardom to
right.
it. And then Allison has this laying on the stairs and uh-huh. the doors come open.
Yeah.
And in your head, you keep saying, she's 16, because she's got these latex pants poured onto her.
She kind of had some sexy,
and some
yeah.
high heels on. And
she had some sexy going on, but she's taken.
Golly day.
She has taken a page from the Adam playbook.
Oh yeah.
And whoever's staging Adam, I mean, I don't know how that's going about, but yeah. it felt a little bit more staged.
Oh yeah.
More polished and professional.
Yeah.
You know, her voice. She's got such a great raspy voice, and that was a good song choice for her. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
Yeah, and just. Extra points for walking on those shoes, man, because they were about 3 feet tall. And then Adam came out again. Just them back to back is always so good. And he sang "If I Can't Have You," which he slowed down quite a bit and really had his nice suit on and everything.
Didn't he look like, what's that guy's name? The yodeling guy. Oh, what's his name with the hair and the...
Lyle Lovett?
No. Oh, my goodness. I was sitting there thinking, he looks like that guy. It'll come to me. Go on.
So I just, you know, when he cleans up and he slows it down, I think part of the problem for him, as opposed to Chris, and this is more of a judging problem than it is a popular vote problem, is what exactly do you do with him after the show's over?
Yeah, yeah.
Because is he... Is he the gay Michael Bublé? Is he... I don't know what he is.
I don't know
if he's a rock star.
I think he's a rocker.
Or where his genre is.
I think he's a rocker with a lot of theatricality to it.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's doing all these things just to change it up and keep himself interesting for the judges mm-hmm. and for the judging. But I think he's a rocker.
That's the thing is when he finally gets free of the show and decides, this is what my album is going to sound like.
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure what that sounds like. Is it Elton John? You know, which I wouldn't have a problem with. You know, is it?
But some of the great rock groups out there have a ballad or two thrown in
right.
there, and so I think he could, you know, be this theatrical, you know, rocker with some ballads thrown in.
Okay.
What's that guy's name?
Because Chris Allen, I have more of an idea what he
is.
Oh
yeah, most definitely.
And Allison to some extent too, but Adam.
Wait, what about Allison's hair?
Adam being the, you know, I dig it. So I dig her. I've dug her hair.
Oh no. Yeah, no, not the color or anything. But it's been like very kind of spiky.
Yeah.
And she had it softened and almost, it may be kind of disco-esque. Maybe that's why she did it like that. I don't know. But I was wondering if she's trying to change her image. We'll see what happens next week.
I think she just needs to keep hitting home runs. And
yep.
There's not much that she is doing wrong at this point.
Yeah, yeah.
Same thing with Adam. Then came Matt Girard, the guy who made him waste a save on him last week.
Why? Didn't
and then he's like, well, this is a song that really describes my time here.
Yeah,
so I'm
right.
going to sing Staying Alive. I'm going to shriek Staying Alive.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody could have sang Staying
Alive, it would have been Adam, and it would not have been Matt Girard.
Yeah, that was a unhot mess
mm-hmm.
is what that was.
Exactly.
That was not something, you know, if you get saved next week, you need to, I think fast songs are asking for trouble to begin with.
Yeah.
And then that was just, you know, and the hat and, you know.
He's gone.
He's gone.
I'd be really surprised if he's not gone.
That's too bad. You know, what's too bad is that they wasted their save is mm-hmm. what's too bad.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe they feel like the top three are so much the top three that they're okay. And then came Anoop. Again, Anoop keeps staying in the game. Keeps
doing
just
surprised. Just I liked
enough.
Him.
Oh, I thought it was really good. You know, Simon didn't like it that much. And I think Simon was just feel like deflating somebody.
Yeah.
Which, you know, that guy, I could talk all day about Simon. I read a story the other day about this whole lady in Britain's Got Talent lady.
Right, right.
Whose name escapes me at the moment. And just about how much money Simon has. Simon owns every country's version of the Idol, of this other show called X Factor, and the show called whatever American, blank country
Britain's
has talent.
Yeah, right.
He has a piece of all these shows in every country.
He's a smart
the
guy.
Dude is just like sitting on a pile of money, and then this frumpy looking woman comes in. We should have a whole segment on this. Frumpy looking woman comes in and has 4 million views on YouTube of this video of her. I mean, this guy is just hearing cash registers go off when he's sleeping.
I know, I know.
So
they will do another show on whether or not that was staged or planned or whatever, because some people just cannot believe that no one knew that this one was going to be so good. But
well, there's screeners.
Yeah.
You know, this is a produced show.
That's right.
The thing that everybody needs to realize is that even during the American Idol auditions, they don't see everybody who auditions.
Yeah,
they see
true.
There's... you know, the talent people see all the auditions
That's
and then
right.
they say, oh, these people can go in front of Simon.
Yeah.
And some of those people are awful because they need footage for the audition shows and some of them are good.
Yeah.
But I think Anoop, I think he saved himself. I still think he'll be in the bottom three, but I think he will survive tonight.
I think so.
Tonight, of course, they're going to eliminate two and I think it's fairly obvious who those two people are going to be.
I think so. I'd be very surprised if it was not Matt and Lil.
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt. What they run the danger of is that they burned their save last week. Let's hope that Allison doesn't end up in the bottom three again
That's
or something goofy like that.
Mm-hmm.
So that, you know, to me, we've really separated the cream from the whatever is not cream.
Mm-hmm.
and so going into the next few weeks is going to be really, really interesting. But
well, do you want to handicap it? So if Lil and Matt are gone this week, the next week, is it Danny or is it Anoop?
Anoop. I think Anoop goes next week.
Then Danny's the week after that.
And then Danny's the week after that. And then the final three is Allison, Adam, and Chris.
Okay.
And I still think Adam wins, but I'm giving more people a shot than have been lately. I think Chris and Allison make it a really, really good final.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm starting to agree with what Randy said last night, that this is the most talented top to bottom that they've had in a long, long time.
With a couple of zonkers thrown in there. I mean, I think Scott really wasn't that strong.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've never understood why Gerard has been in that contest as long as he has been. And I mean, there were a few. Mm-hmm. And even though I liked Lanky, tattoo-armed woman early on. You know, she certainly wasn't the strongest. She was quirky and had an interesting-sounding voice.
Yeah.
But she just couldn't carry it. So.
I just think she ended up being kind of stoned out of her gourd for most of the last few weeks she was on the show. So anyway, we'll be back to talk to you next week. We'll follow it all the way through to the finals. And then we'll see what gets interesting.
All right.
Until then, I'm Mike Kaler.
I'm Yvette Walker.
Talk to you later.